Now some news from the world of sports, and they've seen this before at Rice Memorial High School. But for some fans who attended the home opener for the UVM men's basketball team at Patrick Gymnasium last night, it was their first glimpse at what freshman Ben Shungu can do. The Rice standout played 19 minutes along with Quinnipiac transfer Samuel Dingba, both logging the most court time in UVM's 90-54 win over Maine Fort Kent in a non-conference contest. Shungu scored 11 points and he took down 5 rebounds, while Dingba scored game-high 13 in his Catamounts debut, adding 6 rebounds as UVM improves to 4-1 on the season. To the pro hardwood, and someone was going to stop the Boston Celtics' winning streak. I doubt, though, that many hoops pundits thought the Miami Heat would be the team to do it. One hallmark of the Celtics' 16-game winning streak, the fourth longest in franchise history, was a habit of living dangerously by falling into double-digit deficits and then coming back to win to keep the streak alive. It's something that happened in wins against Oklahoma City, Charlotte, Golden State, Atlanta, and Dallas. And the Celtics almost pulled the rabbit out of the hat once again against Miami, trailing by as many as 18 before pulling to within one with just over 3 minutes left in regulation. But Miami's Dion Waiters said enough is enough and scored 6 more points in the final 3 minutes, including a three-pointer that clanged up off the rim and took the kind of bounce that the leprechaun of the old Boston Garden used to conjure up for the home team, falling through the hoop to secure and pad the lead and give the Heat bragging rights as the team that stopped Boston's streak at Sweet 16 in a 104-98 win in Miami. Waiters finished with 26 points. Kyrie Irving led the Celtics with 23 in the losing effort, the first defeat the Celtics have suffered since October 18th. On the ice, the Boston Bruins had a much more modest streak to maintain, hoping to win 3 games in a row for the first time this season. And it took an 11-round overtime shootout against a very good New Jersey Devils team to get it done. New Jersey's Taylor Hall and Boston's David Pastrnak scored early in the shootout round, but after that, neither team seemed able to beat either Bruins backup goalie Anton Khudobin, making his third straight start in favor of Tuukka Rask, or New Jersey's Corey Schneider. That is, until defenseman Charlie McAvoy of the Bruins showed some offensive trickery, skating in with a slow arc on Schneider, feigning a forehand shot before moving to his backhand to lift the game winner over the Devils goalie and give the Bruins a 3-2 win. Rookie Jake DeBrusk and veteran Patrice Bergeron scored to give the Bruins a 2-0 lead in regulation before the Devils chipped away and tied the game late in the third. But McAvoy's heroics in the shootout now have Boston hoping to make it 4 in a row when they host the defending Stanley Cup champion Pittsburgh Penguins tomorrow afternoon. The Montreal Canadiens and Nashville Predators also needed shootout rounds to decide their contest in Tennessee last night, and only Kyle Turris of the Predators could light the lamp in the shootout to send Nashville to a 3-2 win. Philippe Forsberg scored 2 power play goals for Nashville in regulation, and the Habs got goals from Jordy Benn and Joe Morrow to earn at least a point in the standings for the regulation tie. Montreal fans, though, were probably slapping their foreheads in frustration when Paul Byron had Pekka Rinne beat in the shootout round, but he hit the crossbar with his attempt, running Montreal's losing streak now to 5 in a row. It was the night of shootouts in the NHL, apparently, as the Toronto Maple Leafs and Florida Panthers also needed breakaways to decide their contest in Sunrise, Florida last night. And it was the Panthers coming away with a 2-1 win when Nick Justad waited out Toronto goalie Frederik Anderson, holding the puck on his forehand, taking it wide as Anderson slid out on his belly to try and poke it away before lifting it top shelf for the game winner. Justad gets the win for the Panthers. Patrick Marleau scored for Toronto as the Maple Leafs now have lost 2 in a row after winning 6 in a row. The New York Rangers bucked the shootout trend, though. They crushed the Carolina Hurricanes 6-1 in Raleigh. Jesper Faust and Chris Kreider scored 2 goals apiece to lead the Blue Shirts to the win, New York's second consecutive victory. And if watching a marathon of football is your thing on Thanksgiving, there are pigskins aplenty with 3 games on tap, starting with the red-hot Minnesota Vikings taking on the Lions in Detroit in the early afternoon game. Minnesota comes in at 8-2. Around 4:30 p.m., the Dallas Cowboys will host the Los Angeles Chargers. And if you're still awake after your heavy meal, you can put yourself to sleep by watching the evening contest featuring the 2-8 New York Giants taking on 4-6 Washington.